The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcasting Network. Geeky programming for all the nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcast community forums and learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com. This week is the final week for our con month. We are all extremely tired. We have just come back from Anime Boston but a couple of hours ago. And we all had a pretty good week, I must say, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go around. We have a lot of people in this room. Everybody here attended Anime Boston with us. So we'll just go around and say, I am Stupid Awesome Analyst Jonathan.
And I am Harder Man with Harder Opinion Andrew.
And James is back for another podcast. So
finally.
This is number two.
Yeah. It's about time.
I'm Christine. I'm the newbie with no interest in anime whatsoever.
My name's Rob. I'm also a new guy.
This was his first con ever.
Yeah. Yep, so that was
good stories from him.
Yep, that is the... Even Christine has been to a convention before. Before
Woo!
Rob, so that was pretty cool. So even still, you got that for this.
Yeah.
High fives.
I'm Jeff. I'm a newbie to the podcast. I'm an AB newbie, but I've been to other conventions, so I'm not entirely...
con experience,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, I'm a con veteran, just not an Anime Boston veteran.
Cool.
And, of course...
Victoria, hi.
Yay.
They call me the lovebird, and Sean calls me the fangirl. I prefer the fangirl.
Well, and Sean and Dylan are not here, so we're calling you lovebird.
Thanks. I'm also the one who's, like, super, super sick.
Yep, she was the one who got the con sickness this year.
Yep.
There's always one. Last year it was me and Jonathan, and we were immobilized.
And I helped you with medicine, but we didn't bring the right medicine this time. So.
James.
What?
James.
I used the last of mine.
You told me you had the good stuff and brought the wrong stuff.
Man, that is a total junkie line right there.
You've got Doritos and Mountain Dew, I mean.
That's all the medicine you need.
I'm perfectly fine, so.
Okay.
So we're just going to break formula from our regular podcast this episode, and we are going to get right into just talking about the con, because...
We don't get strange news from China?
No. Sorry.
Yeah, no news.
It's always China.
No, what we're watching, but you will hear kind of some things like that from when we talk about what we bought at the convention.
Absolutely. So I think the best way to start things off would probably be just go, what did everybody think of the convention? Yeah,
it was fun.
This year was good.
This year had a lot of good things going on about it. I mean, they changed rooms for a bunch of things.
Yep.
And I think that was a good choice on their part.
Yeah, the Artist Alley, especially, because it originally was upstairs in one of...
That's where the game room was last year.
Yeah, it was in panel B, and it was like shoulder-to-shoulder traffic the entire time. And then this time they moved it downstairs to where the to a dealer's room size. Room.
And they even added a bag check this year because of what happened recently in Boston, and it really wasn't a hindrance at all.
I think they handled that pretty well. They had a lot of people ready.
There was
to go
a ton of people, and like people were complaining about it all before the con. And there was it really, we weren't late for anything.
Yeah.
We got right in. It was. Perfectly fine.
The only
it took
hard
what?
Part was like
10 seconds per bag.
There was a line. I there's no frame of reference for it. It was just all the way down the hall into the main foyer of the.
Pretty far.
Yeah.
It was pretty
far in the room.
And that
it went through
fast.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
You could. It was not long.
Well, here's the thing too. I mean, the only bags people really bring to conventions are lightweight bags because they know they're going to be lugging it around.
Or everything
so
they've
all they
bought.
Had. Yeah, exactly. So all they had to do at the line, like for the bag check, was. Open a small bag, look at the three things you bought today, and then just send you on your way.
Take my 7 or 8 magic decks out, put them back together.
Or they like looking like for girls like we have a purse with us because either we'll have a purse for our money, or we'll just shove our money in our boobs. But
that bag check was mostly enjoyable.
Do you really do that?
I actually, no, I sure, honest yeah. to God, did it during the con.
We
had it in my chest. Yes, we did.
This.
We had a,
I was
we had a perfectly normal
You were complaining about your lack of pockets for your cosplay, and I'm like, well,
the
you're
problem
a woman.
Was
I mean,
the
you
problem
have a
was getting
one.
Around my armor and like just down my shirt and it not looking awkward. And at one point, I think it was either you or Dana. I had shield me for a second so I could get my money out of my chest.
I mean, if you're a girl and you have perfectly built-in pockets that you can hide stuff in.
Yeah.
All
pretty
for
convenient.
It. I mean, you can put a, you know,
gotta say
some
never.
Money. What?
Women are gross. I just gotta say, I never heard them referred to as pockets before.
So you'd like, be you surprised.
Nice are you marsupials?
You
can
fit, like,
it's where they keep their young.
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
If you get these over-the-shoulder boulder holders, then you can stuff anything in them.
Exactly. They're not just for the boulders.
No.
I thought it was battle-ready armor.
All right, I'm going to apologize. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to apologize.
Kids next door.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the convention and less about boobs. I can't believe I'm saying that.
So
yeah, what the heck?
We actually might end up talking about more boobs later anyway.
It was an anime convention.
Rob, I want to hear what you thought, because it was your first convention ever. And I just want
to... You killed it, man. You went to so many panels and like so many things you wanted to do.
You were like, I'm doing this,
you got bit by the
committed.
Other convention bug.
What's that?
He got bit by the other convention.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wanting to do stuff.
He was like totally... You just like...
You were my autograph partner, and I didn't have to go to autographs alone.
He disappeared for a couple hours.
Yeah.
None of us knew where he was.
For a couple hours.
And then he comes back like, yeah, I went to this great video panel.
I just had a plan. I just went through and everything was just such an amazing experience. And I just looked through. I was like, all right, I'm going here. And I just did it.
What specific
did you ever get lost?
I did get lost once.
I got lost.
What was that, Christine?
I was going to say, what specific panels did you go to?
I went to one of the Funimation industry panels to like see what they licensed and like when they were having some release dates. Then I went to the Sword Art Online premiere for their two dub episodes.
That line was crazy.
Oh, that itself was
I actually
an
tried
experience.
To look for you. I tried to look for you because I knew you were in. I was like, wait, he's supposed to be in that line. And I was going to the Funimation panel. And I'm like, it was wrapped all the way around the third floor. I'm like, I'm no. Because it was like two people and then three people. I'm like, bye.
One thing that I did have to say about all those lines is the security was pretty tight. And even though, like, they moved people along pretty well, kept people organized and let people know basically if the line was too long and they couldn't get into something. I think most people were pretty happy with that.
There were a couple of times when I assumed we wouldn't be able to get in because the line was so huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we filed right along.
It's so weird how many people that can actually fit into a room.
Yeah.
Like it's like this line is way too long. There's no way. And then you come in, there's still like a ton of empty seats. It was impressive almost.
It was very well organized. And
especially for Greg's panel this morning. When he was the Your Fandom Sucks panel.
Oh, yeah.
There, that was a long line, but we got in there, and there were empty seats everywhere.
Yeah.
And so, we were worried it wasn't going to start on time, because we were wondering why they
their security's not here, we're not going in yet, what's happening? And then, like, we were fine, and everything went out. He went 2 minutes over time, I believe.
Yeah. Wow. So let's do, what was our favorite thing that we did this year? Jonathan and I are not going to go first, because...
Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to take a picture with Monica Rial, and it kind of, like, made my day. Because... don't judge me.
What? No, I think that's awesome.
That was like, oh. That was like, oh, well, that sucks.
I think that was a genuine,
I didn't get to
like,
meet her.
Happiness.
Well, you could have come with us, but no.
We're super special, important press now. We don't go to wait in line for autographs.
Did you get any autographs this year?
Yeah, you hide in the bushes and take pictures.
We got something better. We got endorsements.
I know, but I still got stuff signed, and I got to take a picture with Monica Rial. Like, originally they tell the rules, they're like, okay, you cannot take pictures with them, you have to take pictures of them, blah, blah, blah. And then you get in there, and she's like, you want to take a picture with me? We're like, yes. Which is now my Facebook cover picture, and it was really cool, because, like, I love the fact that when I mentioned Renge's laugh, the smirk on her face was priceless, and then she did the laugh, and I couldn't help but be, like, starstruck, and all I could think in my head after I left was, why didn't I record that?
Yeah.
But, it was, Oh my god. Oh. I'm so happy.
Ooh. My favorite part of the convention. I'd have to say the Wicked Anime Panel.
All right, then we'll skip you next because we'll talk about that later.
Yep.
I think my favorite part was probably either going to Taiko Drumming or Wicked Anime.
Okay, then talk about the Taiko drums.
Talk about Taiko.
What about the Taiko drums?
Okay, Taiko Drumming. All right, sorry.
Yeah. Talk about those.
So Taiko Drumming was great because they were able to they fit it into a tiny, tiny panel, which I guess last year it was in a larger hall. They filled it up, but they reduced it this year. They had, like, a live concert about the Japanese drumming style of taiko drumming and kind of learned about the history of it and learned, you know, they even let participants get up and actually try the handmade drums that they, it takes about 3 months to make.
Did you try a drum?
I tried it last year. This year we had to hop to another panel, so we weren't able to go to that or do that. But yeah, it was, like, so much fun being a percussionist and trying a different style of drumming from throughout the world. Just, like, makes your day.
Yeah. What about when I abandoned you at the live
gaming?
Oh, yes. So I could go to my magic tournament.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, that was another actually favorite part of my day. I am, as I said before, I'm kind of a gaming anime newbie. So I had nothing to do. I think, was it Saturday morning?
Saturday morning, yeah.
Yes, yesterday morning. And so I tagged along with Jeff and went to the gaming room.
So I could do my
so you could do your magic
my booster draft.
Yeah,
that
so
I lost terribly. But this isn't about me.
So I got asked by somebody to play a game called Caveman, and it's an interesting game, and I actually loved it. And Jeff lost his game and abandoned me in the game. So I stayed there for another hour and a half just playing with a bunch of people.
Came back between rounds and made sure you were still breathing.
You made sure that I was still there and wasn't, you know, being attacked by people. But by the end of it, I think we had a table of people and we played Spot It and we're throwing cards at each other. That was actually a really good time.
Is that more fun with more people? Because it was just the two of us for a while, and that was fun.
No, you definitely need, like, you can have up to eight people.
Okay.
We had four people and we didn't know each other, but we were. It's definitely a game that you don't need to know people. You were just throwing cards at each other.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We could play.
We could play Spot It.
You got it?
Let's go down to the mall and go get it.
Oh, so I had another part that I had a lot of fun with. Okay. I didn't go to a lot of panels this year.
No.
Mainly because I wandered around a lot, and I had fun with that because I went in a Thor cosplay.
Oh, God.
And I was stopped so many times, it blew my mind, and I kept having fun with that.
Make sure to add what you added to your Thor costume.
I walked around with a Pikachu with my hammer.
It's right over there.
And yeah.
I get it! What does the Pikachu stand for, James?
I had a few people who didn't get the joke. I hope you guys get the joke.
I did after someone
explained because it's an electric type Pokemon.
Oh, and she is worthy.
She is worthy to hold the hammer.
I date Thor. I can hold it.
Yeah, exactly. So.
No
love. No comments! No!
No love.
Whoa. Okay, now you spilt it.
All right, so...
You know what? That's your punishment. Feel bad.
So I had the hammer with the Pikachu, and everyone seemed to really enjoy that. Plus, I grew the hair out, and I had the beard, and I had my really expensive Thor costume.
Keep a look for James on the internet. Some guy came up to him and asked him if he could do a special effects video.
Yeah, Not only that, but I got interviewed by someone else.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, the other press people. That were there. Yep, there's another press group that interviewed James.
Yep, I had a lot of fun. So I actually went to the Marvel photo shoot as well, and there were a couple other male Thors around the con, but I was the only one to show up. So they put me in pictures, and they were like, oh, my God, Thor. A guy, Thor. Put him in pictures.
Well, I was the only male Tony Stark, which was kind of nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of women.
Yeah, there were a lot of girl Tony Starks. A lot of girl Thors. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with the costume.
And the pepper pots.
A lot of people appreciated the fact that I had the long hair and the beard and, you know, kind of have the look a bit and a good costume.
The hair now, right?
I'm gonna cut the hair eventually.
All right, let's move on. So, yep. Rob, what was your favorite part of the con?
It had to. It was definitely the Sword Art Online premiere.
Okay, yeah, I figured you were gonna say that one. So you think Funimation did an overall good job with the dub, then, right?
Oh yes, absolutely. You know, I'm still currently watching the series.
Okay,
but it's definitely one that I have grown to love, and so when I had no idea that they were doing anything with Sword Art Online until I actually got the book when we picked up our passes.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I'm definitely going to that and just I'm used to watching anime, you know, either by myself or with a small group of friends. So just the energy and emotion of being in a room that's packed to the brim of people who are all there for the same thing.
It's completely different.
It's like a movie theater.
Exactly. And then having the producer, like the director, and the two lead voice actors sitting in the same room watching it with you in the audience.
That's the red carpet treatment.
Wow. Well, see, it's less of a movie theater and more of a movie theater that everybody is enjoying what they're watching.
Yeah, like opening
doors. It's like you were personally invited over the house of the director to be like, hey, check this out.
Because, I mean, not everybody goes to a movie theater and likes what they're watching. Exactly. So, like, this one, everybody already knew that they were going to love this. So,
and the fact that, you know, the rumor was that, you know, the first two episodes were only supposed to be a pilot to see how people reacted to it. And then, you know, before they actually aired the episodes, you know, they announced that they actually already dubbed the entire series, and it's going to start airing on Toonami in August.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That is awesome.
Toonami, you must be super excited.
Oh, me and the rest of the room went absolutely insane.
Wow.
The rest of, like, a couple hundred people, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool, because we haven't Jonathan and I haven't started watching.
I've seen the first two episodes.
I haven't seen any of it. I know it's good. Everybody tells me it's good. I just haven't seen it yet. There's a lot of other animes I'm watching that I love right now, so.
Hentai dubbing was kind of my favorite, but also my least favorite.
Uh-huh.
But we'll talk about that. I think actually my favorite was when I was accidentally stalking that guy throughout the entire convention, because I kept running into him, even though he didn't know it.
Which guy was this?
Almost Eagle Raptor.
Yeah,
there was a guy wearing.
I swear it's him. I swear he's gonna hear this somehow. He's gonna be like, "Damn, they know."
There was a guy wearing an Eagle Raptor Hayam Grump
Game Grumps
T-shirt, and he had the long hair like Aaron. Does, and we thought, like, at first glance, like, quickly, you had to double take, but it did look like Aaron himself, and so but we're still not sure. We don't think it was because there was no word of him being there, and not to mention, I don't think he would want to wear his own t-shirt.
Well, he might, but, like, I guess, like,
there was no.
It would have been way more obvious.
Yeah.
Well, according to James, you said you thought you heard him say to a security guard he was trying to keep things on the down low.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, but then as I said, like, if he was to keep things on a down low, he wouldn't be wearing a Hayam Grump t-shirt.
It was just for this reason, so that someone like me could just get, words by this.
Yeah, exactly.
So then, I thought of something that I did enjoy a lot about the convention that doesn't include the panel, which ultimately was my favorite part, but this is my other favorite thing, was people we had no idea who they were approaching Jonathan and I and saying, hey, I know who you are.
Yeah.
That was the Wicked Anime shirts, too.
Yeah, because there are people that talk to us on Facebook, and there are people who message us, and we know who they are.
Yeah.
Yep.
But these were people who we've never even heard word from at all. They just watch the show, they've seen the show, they like the show, and that's weird.
Yeah, we actually had people with cameras take pictures of us. Like take pictures of the guys in the Wicked Anime t-shirts, you know?
Like that cool guy, he took a picture of us on the 3DS, and he was talking about the Nerdy Show Network.
Yeah,
that was it. We met him in the food court.
How does it feel being kind of famous, sort of?
Yeah.
It's right? kind of
I don't
awesome.
Think we're
So there's just one thing I have to say just about the whole energy of going to a convention just like Anime Boston is everyone's there to have a great time, regardless of if this is your 10th time coming every single year since it started or if you're a first-time congoer. Yeah. You're there with people that want to be there.
Yeah.
So regardless of, like, you know, you're in a crowd where they're going to make sure that everyone has fun. You're going to find something that you like, and you're going to find people that you never knew before that kind of share a similar interest, and even if you don't see them again, you'll know that you're just gonna have a great time while you're there.
Yeah, like I had said earlier before we started, I had said that this year it wasn't my favorite. The first year going was my favorite because the first year is always the best. It's something brand new.
Absolutely.
This year wasn't my favorite, but it was definitely the one I will remember the most because. There's a lot of reasons for that. Andrew and I had a lot of breakout pieces, which it was really special, and it made us feel kind of cool. you know,
again, we'll get to later.
Yeah. Yep. But I'll move on to my favorite part, which was actually not our panel. Like, I actually thought that our panel was not the best thing. The best thing for me was doing our press conferences with
Kyrie Waugren.
Yeah, we got to meet Sharmi Lee and Kyrie Waugren in press events. Kyrie Waugren's was probably my favorite because, one, it was like bucket list material for me. I've always wanted to meet Kyrie.
You fangirled. I'm so proud of that.
Favorite anime Pooley Cooley. So yeah. Makes sense.
And the first thing she said to us when we walked into the conference
room.
She looked at us and she said, "Those t-shirts are awesome. How can I get one?"
Yeah.
In which I responded, "I don't have one for you."
She said she wanted a size small.
Yeah, we don't have size small. We have all of our t-shirts extra large. That way anybody can have them and they can be sure to have them forever.
Yeah.
Which she got a kick out of, which was funny. But we didn't have them in the conference room at the time. So during the conference...
Yeah, she wasn't expecting to get one.
Yeah, I actually... I texted Christine to on a broken foot to run back up to our hotel room, grab two, because we didn't get one to Sharmi the day before either, and run it down before the conference had ended, which she did... which she did get there in time, as to which, after the conference was over, Andrew handed it to Kari, and she said, "I can have this?"
Which you caught that on film, too.
Yeah, so. I left our video camera recording a little bit more, just so I could catch her reaction to us giving her the t-shirt, and she... was probably more excited than we were to give it to her.
But she was so nice.
Yeah, she's such a sweetheart. Both Sharmi and Kari were sweet.
Sharmi Lee was so fun to talk to because we got to talk about Sergeant Frog and that was awesome.
Yeah, I got to talk to her at the autograph signing too. And like, I've never heard the voice actors actually say like they would wait until they got through everyone in line.
Yeah, right?
There was a really, really big issue with, like, people skipping into the room where you're not supposed to wait and skipping on the line, and then everyone's getting all aggravated. Like, 10 people got in when there's, like, 100 people waiting outside. And then the security people came in and were like, "We have a lot of people. How long is she willing to wait?" And her manager came over and she's like, "Oh, I'll wait as long as possible. I'll sign as much as I possibly can. I'll extend, like, whatever they need me, I'll stay as long as I can." Pretty much everyone got to go in and sign. Like, we came back, and maybe, like, four people left waiting in the line, and it was amazing.
That's really cool.
Yeah, she was wicked nice, too.
She was willing to just...
Yeah, she sat and talked to everybody.
I'll sign everyone who's waiting for me.
Well, what happened, like, with Brad Swill? I mean, we had...
Yeah, this was back in 2008.
That's true. We waited for 3.5 hours for Brad Swill. We did not get to see him in that session, either.
And there was... Yeah, there was, it was three of us because James, you already got in.
I had already gotten in because I was waiting. I was getting that man's autograph.
We were back. There was three of us at the time, and they were like, "All right, line cuts here," and that was me. And like, there was like 10 of us left.
Yeah.
Afterwards, and we were just like, "You're joking, right?" But they gave us vouchers to go see.
Yeah. Plus side was the next day. Those 10 people left got vouchers to go into the room. To hang out with him for an hour, you know, like it was almost like a private conference session with him, you know, and we got stuff signed. So that was cool. That was in 2008, but it seems like that they will allow that with you know, the policy nowadays, which is cool because I've always kind of had an issue with their policy and autographs. You know, if they leave it up to the guests.
The guests are usually cool about it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Because the guests of honor love us. You know,
they just want to make sure... Anime Boston just wants to make sure that everything is, you know, under control. And they don't want anything, like, getting out of hand. And they don't want to basically fluster the guests so that they never want to come back, which is totally understandable. Like, so the way they did it is perfectly fine. It's just that everybody gets frustrated on both sides at times.
Yeah, I agree.
And then, so, was that everything?
Victoria's favorite part, I think
you already went.
I said Monica Rial.
Yeah.
I had my fangirl moment.
Of course.
All right, so let's quickly go around and do our least favorite thing that happened at the con. I might have to think about that for a little while.
Yeah, I can't really... I think that the least favorite thing that happened at the con was not really an issue with the con itself at all. I think I just got a little bit flustered on Saturday when it was super crowded.
Yeah, yes. Really, really crowded on Saturday, and I kind of started feeling claustrophobic, and I have no any kind of form of claustrophobia. It was just, there was a lot of people. It got really hot. I was feeling not so good. Like,
the dealer's room was
busy. Yeah. Oh my gosh!
I think that was my least favorite part, though. Like, other than that, I can't really think of it.
I don't know. I still get really, really sick and tired of the people screaming in the hallways.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, oh my god, they were screaming at the train station.
Are you serious?
We got get home today. We because the three of us had to take the train and everything with Dana, and we're on the train. We're like in the train station, and the entire convention is down at the train station.
Really? Entire convention and a Red Sox game that just got out.
Well, that was every single day
we took the train.
Yeah, every single day there was a Red Sox game. Same time, it ended
at the same time.
We were on the we were there, and three trains went by, and so people are screaming Marco, and I actually screamed shut up. And then they were screaming, "What time is it?" I said, "It's time for you to shut up."
There was one guy.
They stopped after that.
Shouted, "What did he say? Something like learn some self control or something."
Yeah.
And then everyone turned around and told him to shut up.
No, one girl yelled no. And
well, here's the thing about the yelling thing. Like, people just get this sort of rise out of the fact that you could yell something and everyone else responds to you. And that's what keeps them going, is the fact that people will respond to them. Because it's just like, I did something and everyone screamed at me and they screamed the right thing.
5 seconds of fame.
Well, exactly. I mean, you don't even know who screamed it.
Exactly.
It's negative, responses. People just still do it.
It was obnoxious. Yeah.
I took Dylan's advice and tried the Marco Polo thing. I tried responding with Wahlberg.
Yeah.
A couple times, Marco Wahlberg. And people did not get it.
Yeah, no, they didn't get it.
So,
obviously,
people didn't get
Boston.
Pikachu.
People didn't get Pikachu.
I know, what the heck?
Easy.
There's a Pikachu on a Thor hammer. Pikachu means lightning. Like, seriously, how do you not get that? Like, I just do not understand.
I was surprised at the number of people that came from out of state for this convention.
Yeah.
A lot of conventions people
came. I got, If I stayed on top of my 3DS, my street passes, because you can only get 10 street passes on your 3DS at a time until you clear them out and get more.
Yeah.
At the end of the convention, I end up with 43 street passes altogether. Jeez. Which is a low number, because as soon as I cleared them out, I put it back on street pass, it'd fill up instantly.
So if you had checked it, every 5 minutes.
Why did I do that?
Yeah.
I brought my
Anyway, I got all of New England, because it fills in the map of where people are from. I got all of New England, minus Vermont, Florida, one of the Midwestern states, I forget which one.
Wow.
It's the Midwest.
Yeah. and then one girl from Japan. I actually got a Japanese person, somebody who came all the way from Japan.
Well, there was a lot of people, didn't Dana say that she heard that, a bunch of tourists from
there were tourists there, from... Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of tourism at there. Yes. So it's actually very possible that it wasn't someone at the convention.
Just a
tourist with a 3DS.
Yeah.
Just as I'm on the topic right now with my street passes, my Monster Hunter Guild cards, every time I opened it up, was 50 out of 50.
I don't know what that means.
You can only have a limit of 50 guild cards come in at a time.
Okay.
Can you explain what game this is for first?
I did, Monster Hunter.
You hunt monsters.
Christine doesn't know anything. That's
she's a noob.
She's a newbie.
So basically, when you get somebody else's guild card, you can look at their stats, you can look at their monster's outfit, or your Monster Hunter's outfit, which is awesome, but you can only get 50 of them at a time and register them to your... So, every time I opened it, there were 50 more, and there was 50 more, and there was 50 more. It was the same thing with my Fire Emblem Awakening thing. There was 50 of those teams, 50 of those teams that I could fight.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, every single person at the convention had a 3DS and had those same exact games.
Yeah.
But that was my least part, was the screaming, because people got to agree. I agree with that, whoever that was that said that. They got to learn some self-control in public.
Yeah.
Because I just don't understand what it is with nerds and not having the self-control to just be polite.
Well, I think that also goes along with that,
the fandom panel that we went to earlier.
It's like when people don't understand what the fandom is all about, and then they see people being obnoxious and they get annoyed with them.
It's like, you wonder why.
We've said that this multiple times on the podcast, but keep your fandoms in check.
Yeah, yep. Keep your fandoms in check.
I think my least favorite part of the convention was, I got touched, like, more times than I would like to.
You never complained when I
That's funny. I haven't heard any of this.
Me neither. Saving it for the podcast. Because you want the reactions.
Your girlfriend. Oh, you're going to get the reaction, all right.
Exactly. See, so, like, you know,
like
I was...
rash.
Yep, you're sleeping in the ice.
Anyway,
he's already done it for the past 3 or 4 days.
So,
he's left in my bed to go wash my sheets.
Just a very important thing with cosplayers. Always ask for the, may I touch?
Yeah.
That was a big thing on the TVs.
Yeah, they had...
Cosplay is
not
consent.
They put those all over the TV screens. They did.
Mm-hmm. I had no problem with the interviewer at all. If he's watching this, you know, I had no problem with that.
The sock puppet thing.
No problem.
Yeah, he was entertaining.
Exactly. Yes. And, but like, a bunch of girls found my cosplay... very good, and very good meaning that they wanted to get closer to me, and so, you know, I had one or two of those, and, you know, I'm just kind of a closed-off guy
Was it like that? Did they ask, like, can I take a picture with you?
They asked, may I take a picture with you? Yes.
Right.
You need to elaborate.
You need to elaborate what a picture means.
No, what were you doing?
If they were just, like, can I take a picture with you? Yeah, sure, okay.
But there's,
it was more of a,
can I share the same space with you? But they never said that.
Or like, I'm actually thinking of you as the character.
Yeah, like, you know, and I want to do things with that character.
Okay.
So it wasn't like, you know, can I take a picture next to you? It was, can I take a picture on you?
So where did these happen exactly?
You remember? All right, so I was in a really warm cosplay, and my suggestion for anyone wearing a really hot cosplay is every 45 minutes, find a door, go outside. you will make it through the day.
James almost died on Friday.
Yeah.
Like, quite literally.
On Friday. I was in my cosplay for, like, an hour and a half, and I couldn't handle it.
Sweating.
So the next day, I made it through the whole day, pretty much, because I did that little trick.
Cosplay, like, you're, like, outfitting into your cosplay. Like, I have a plan now.
Yeah, exactly. But my least favorite part was just, you know, I do have a girlfriend. I am, you know, very closed off to
She's
the
right there.
Touchy.
Oh, yeah.
She's right there.
Yeah, right here.
The whole touchy thing. So just ask, you know, just like, hey, do you mind if, you know, we get a little close for this picture?
See, now, if I had been there, something else would have happened.
Right?
I had a sword.
Exactly. But, you know. And of course, the yelling. Just, it is... Like, we are leaving the convention. We are exhausted. We do not need you next to us yelling, Marco! We know where you are.
Yeah.
So.
You are right there.
You are
right there. And I do not care.
Yeah, I am exactly. Very glad that the game finally died.
Oh, you're right. I didn't hear that at all this year. So.
I heard it once, and no one responded.
Everyone's
it was
like,
just like, everyone lost the game. And it's just silence. And it's just like... Thank you.
And
didn't he go Marco and then so went to Polo and anyone said Polo lost the game or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Something. But anyway, there was... And the other one thing that really got to me, I think, is the fact that when people are taking pictures of a really great cosplay, you will see them. You will see the ones that are just phenomenal.
Yep.
There's a zone where you should not be taking those pictures.
In the middle of a hallway.
In the middle of a hallway. Like, every time someone asked for a picture of me, I made sure to make a beeline for a wall.
Yeah, you go to the wall or a window.
Right, because you don't know how many other people are going to swarm around. Mm-hmm. Because there was like
Usually that's what people will do, you know, wait for someone to say something.
Yeah.
And then you'll get, you know, that nice little semicircle around the person.
Yeah.
For a couple minutes.
Right.
I think even today, I was looking for the bathroom. And there was people swarming around
so
that you couldn't get to the bathroom.
There were people blocking the bathroom.
There was some sort of Phoenix Wright photo.
That's the point where I'd be like, excuse me, just go blaze right through.
I ended up doing that, and
you're
I like felt rude, but I'm like, they were like, oh, we're sorry, but still, be courteous.
I feel like I was just going through that. I gotta take a piss! You know, just like.
Well, it's just like, you know, and another thing is, you know, if you want to take a picture of someone, just say, you know, could I take a picture?
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to wait for someone to stop somebody.
Yeah.
But... Like, they had, like, a beautiful Master Chiefs and, like, you know, a huge
League of Legends pictures. And
oh my god, those people were amazing. And they were Riven, who apparently won
PAX East.
PAX East.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yes.
Okay.
She that was a great costume.
And
costume.
Iron Man. Yeah, and Iron Man. It's like
that guy's famous.
There are huge rooms where a lot of people have to flow through. Like it's right after bag check. There's this huge hallway, and everyone from there kind of branches off. But if that main hallway gets clogged, everybody gets clogged.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Don't stop short. That's, like, another thing, too, is people kept stopping short, I think, to do that, to take pictures.
And yeah.
It's, like, it trips people up. People are getting frustrated, and then even...
I think they're going to crash into that person with the camera. They're going to get mad at you.
Well, people kind of... It's foot traffic, but it is still traffic. It needs to flow. Yeah. So, you know.
Okay. Anybody else have another unique one at all, or should we?
Well, I have. Maybe this one's fueled because you know, this was my first convention.
Yeah.
Just how the security team handled lines,
particularly
with the Sword Art Online premiere. Just there was so much confusion and chaos with what time we were lining up. One of the security guards, I guess, got fed up with, you know, people not listening to her. So then she delayed the lineup.
That's weird. Like, because you're still on a schedule, so like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Because the premiere was set to start at 5.
Yep.
And there was a guy there that said, okay, I can have you guys start an unofficial line at 4 o'clock. And
screen
then, saver. And oh. then, which happened, and then I guess he either got, you know, sent somewhere else, or you know, it was just his turn to get off shift, and we got a new girl who said we can't line up, and we had to leave.
Oh, that's so
that's
weird.
What happened with the Bradswell thing. We had an unofficial line start, and then the lady was like, "There's no unofficial."
So it's like we're being organized.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, well, I mean, you just think that they'd passed on the memo.
Yeah,
but it seems like the majority of the problems, at least, were not with Anime Boston. In case,
oh,
but
no.
with yeah. like the people who were attending,
yeah, attending,
yeah, and that's always the case, you know, because I mean, as always, the staff they do the best that they can with what they got as far as Echo, because
it's hard to control excitement.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah. And that too, it's like, but I don't understand when people are trying to go like to work with them and yeah. be like, we're trying to line up early so that you know we can be organized so that when this starts. Everything's all set for you guys. Like, we want to do half the work because we understand. Yeah. Also, we get rewarded and you get rewarded. I don't understand why they, you know, some people get hostile.
Not
that,
every
you know?
Staffer is going to be, you know, a great staffer.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be bad staffers. I mean, this isn't AB related, but Kineticon, we had a staffer who was doing bag checks before going into the dealer's room at Kineticon.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend had a bag with him, and when he was going to walk through... She started hitting him with a stick or a switch and telling him, you know, you got to get that bag checked. And he's trying to say, you know, like, oh, where do I go to get it checked? And she just keeps smacking him and saying, get it checked, get it checked, get it checked. And it's like, we're trying to work with you.
Yeah.
You need to give us a little bit.
I really think that some of the problem everywhere you go is, like, there's an automatic negative connotation. We're not mature enough to do the things on our own.
I agree.
Like, because... There are a lot of people who go to anime conventions that are very, very immature and need to be manhandled a little bit.
Yes.
But there's, like, adults, like us, who we can wipe our own bottoms.
Yeah,
yeah. You put a sign like, somewhere, we will find it, and we will follow the rules.
Like, we don't need it in crayon like everybody else does. And there's a whole bunch of people like that, too. And we just don't deserve to get yelled at, you know, like, I'm a gam, you know?
It seems like that the majority of people who go, like, the assumption that people go to is that, like, it's kind of like these people are ants that their anthill just got stepped on, and then you try to make them run away in single file.
Yes. That's true, yeah.
Instead, we just had a stampede.
Like Yeah, well, that's
all right.
As far as my least favorite thing, I loved hentai dubbing. I thought it was fantastic. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
But I got bummed because I didn't get chosen. We had been talking earlier because I made the decision that I wanted to see if I could possibly get chosen and do my Gollum impression, which I do a pretty good one. So one of the scenes involved like chocolate eggs, and that was just, I'm not going to go into detail. But chocolate eggs in places you would not normally put chocolate eggs. And
the only people who are going to get who are going to know are the people who seen Night Shift Nurses. I just told you what it is.
All right. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be good for Smeagol. And so I stand up. I've got my Iron Man arc reactor shirt flashing on and off.
Yeah.
I'm holding up James's. Mjolnir over here, and I'm shouting at the top of my lungs like, Smeagol will do it! Smeagol can help! And the half of our whole section,
yeah, our section
which is like oh turning around, I'm like, what the hell? It's like, this is awesome! And they're like, do Smeagol!
We're
and
all
the
pointing
like
at
15
him, yeah.
feet away, she completely ignores me and chooses some other guy
yeah,
in the
it was
back,
like
who wasn't even really
guy.
Doing anything.
Yeah,
I'm just like, oh, come on. Yeah. I had like... People wanted me up
there.
There
were like three rows of people like pointing at
yeah.
me. Yeah. It was cool.
And it was spreading too. People yeah. were just like, oh, there's a Smeagol? Yeah.
And that guy didn't even get chosen. Some random
yeah.
guy went
Some
up
other,
on stage.
Because she's like the guy with the hat.
Yeah, the
he,
guy.
He's wearing a fedora.
No,
or
the
something.
Guy in the red. He said the red shirt and the hat.
Yeah.
And
he
of
had
course.
A cowboy hat.
And of course, the guy all the way at the front of the show. Like, she's in the back row of the show. Some guy in all the way in the front of the show, like, runs yeah. up and is like, oh, she meant me! Because I'm a guy with a red shirt and a hat.
And then yeah. they had to, you know, Rochambeau.
Yeah, because I guess she was in... She should have been like, no, it was him. I
yeah.
clearly
sorry,
chose him.
Sorry,
I'm
bro.
Sorry, but I chose him.
Which, because I was kind of disappointed because I really want to see what the guy she actually chose
yeah.
was going to
Because that particular one was very disappointing. I was...
Yeah,
I was,
unfortunately.
I was so
yeah.
unhappy.
Yeah.
I was like, I could have done better.
All right. So okay. So let's see. So we talked about
cool swag.
Let's do that. Yes, absolutely.
Not
just the best. That, just talk about because we all didn't buy a super lot.
No,
so, like,
I didn't buy anything.
So,
I'm proud.
So,
I didn't buy anything either.
So what did you buy? Like
okay. Well, I for one. Sorry. I for
no,
one. I'm super excited that Discotheque Media was there this year.
Yes.
Because they finally put out Retro Game Master.
Yes.
And which...
the finest in Japanese
yeah.
television.
Game Center CX, I believe, is the original title of it. And it's an old comedian, old Japanese comedian, sitting in like an empty building where
yeah,
he's
it's
just
so
bringing
weird.
Cameras and
it's
an
so
old
funny.
Video game system. He sits there for like hours upon hours and hours just trying to beat really, really hard video games. And he's not good at it.
Yeah.
And it's such a good show. And it's so much fun to watch. And they brought out a best of DVD. You know, they finally released it. Discotheque Media said they were gonna. And it was out and I found it. And I'm so happy that I bought it.
That's awesome.
We really should watch that after.
Yes, that's yes, we are going to watch it.
That and Kids on a Slope.
Yes, oh yes, Kids on a Slope also came out, and this is upon the request of Dylan
oh,
that we watch it.
I bought Kids on a
yes,
Slope.
Yes, yeah.
So that's part of my list.
Yeah.
So, what else did you buy?
I also bought Maho Romantic, which I talked about on the last episode
yeah,
of the podcast.
Yeah, because that was what you were watching.
Yeah, it was what I was watching. I only seen the first episode. I loved it so much that I bought all 20. And I got a really, really good deal on it. I mean, like, it's a nearly out-of-print anime. It's really hard to find anymore, and you just don't see it around. So I snagged it, and it was at an extremely good price. So I'm really happy that I bought that, too. Everything that I bought this weekend is, like, I look at the DVDs, and I'm like, I want to watch that right now. I want to watch that right now. I want to watch that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we did pretty good as far as DVDs go.
Yep.
I'll just say what I did, got. I finally picked up Baccano on DVD.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. So if it is included, that would most probably... If it's good enough, it will definitely be included in the Hardcore Anime Panel next year.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Because that is a very... That is a violent anime. That is a very violent anime. I bought Kids on a Slope. I know Dylan's going to be very happy about that because I'm finally going to get to watch it. I got two old animes. As you know, I love my old-ass animes from the 80s. One of it, which was Judge, one called Judge, and one the other, which was Blood Rain, Curse of the Yoma, which is completely different than Blood Rain, where I've actually seen Curse of the Yoma before. I have it on my computer, but I saw it, and I was like, oh,
now I have it legally. Like anything that I have illegally, I always want to make sure I buy it legally afterwards if it's available. Like, because otherwise, I can't get it otherwise.
Yeah. But the best part, I think the best part about you buying those two were that the guy who runs Bad
Anime Bad. Yeah, the guy who runs the Bad Anime Bad panel runs that
and booth. And he handed the DVDs to Andrew and he says, oh, starting up your own Bad Anime panel too?
Yeah, he goes, you gotta start your own Bad Anime panel too? And I was just like, dude, I have tons of bad anime. Like I just, like I have so much. Like I could already do it. So he's cool though. We didn't get to see Bad Anime Bad because of our panel this year though. But oh, I bought a figurine. I bought a Mio figurine from
Nichijou. I know, finally Nichijou swag.
I know. Thank you. Because now that Bandai's gone, they totally. You know,
shelled everything.
Yeah, every single license that they had that wasn't released yet no longer exists. So nobody is picking up Nichijou anymore. It's not coming to the United States. Oh. So I'm very, very happy.
Funimation to do it.
Right? Yeah, they should.
So, weird thing. This year, I didn't buy anything. Usually, I pick up a Gundam model. One that I will put in my closet and wait to build it. Because I'm so, like, you know, perfectionist with my models that I can't, you know, pull out my... you know, RX-782 and be like, you know, oh, I'm going to put this $100 model together because I'm just like, oh no, my X-Acto knife is going to kill it, you know.
You should take all, like, all your models and just make one big gun. Like, gun club. Jeez. Yeah.
Like, I've got a Zaku the for Gundam an arm.
Megazord.
No, I'm not seeing my boyfriend for about a month. Yeah.
All right. But I also really wanted to get 8th MS Team and I wanted to get the original Gundam series Disc 2. But I was really disappointed because the booth I went to, the only one I saw them at, was really, really expensive. And I was like, I am not shelling out, like, $80 for, you know, part two.
I know what you mean, because they had an original or there was a gaming booth that had an original PlayStation copy of Silent Hill, still factory sealed.
Oh, yeah.
Silent Hill 1, for $100. And I was like, I've already played it, I've already beaten it. I don't know what I'm going to do with a $100 copy of Silent Hill on PlayStation.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's like, I would play it, but I don't know if I do it, like, yeah, so.
So, I saved my money, and I didn't buy anything that I really wanted to, which is really disappointing, because I had my eyes on things, and I knew I wanted to pick up things. Because last year I bought, like, part one of Gundam, and I, you know, it left off, and I was just like, oh, I can't wait to buy part two.
Well, unfortunately, you probably could have gotten things cheaper today, but...
Yeah, but unfortunately for Friday and Saturday, I
was too busy taking pictures.
I slept on the floor, and it was not a good floor
despite
for me.
Despite me telling you to take the couch.
Right.
Especially on Saturday,
right,
when I had already had the couch one night, so...
Yeah, I was too nice, and it fit me in the ass, too and nice. I... So
last night I wasn't the only one who was sick. You were like,
I was a walking.
We had to
bed,
actually check with him. James, are you alive? We need you, like, to respond, you know, please.
Hey, and then he James, went, Gundam, Halo, James, hello. Any reaction? Fun.
Usually he responds to that.
Right?
Sorry.
I didn't buy anything. Yeah. Nothing
about
that
food. Any good food?
I got pizza and I tried Cheese Boy for the first time.
We did, yeah, Cheese Boy, finally.
I never got the dried fruit with the chocolate.
You didn't try the truffles.
No. Worst part of it, everybody.
Changing my answer.
No, what is a truffle?
Yeah,
it's two different things.
That was the discussion.
It's chocolate and it's also like a mushroom.
A fungus, yeah. It grows in the ground and pigs need to, and pigs hunt them.
Yes. You can train.
Hunt them.
Yeah.
Chase them down into their dens.
Oh, but besides that, I had to buy a pair of sneakers. That was really my only purchase. All
right.
Rob?
I actually got quite a couple of things.
Yes, you did.
First, since I was really hyped about, you know, Funimation finally... you know, releasing for Black Lagoon, you know, Roberta's Blood Trail. I picked up seasons 1 and 2 in the Blu-ray combo pack. Then I also...
you'll never go wrong with that, ever.
Of course not. Then one other thing I really wanted, and I'm happy I found it, I got a replica Madoka Soul Gem.
Ooh, that's right.
There's that guy too. You gotta talk about that. That guy was kind of funny.
Wait, which guy?
The guy in the hallway.
He wanted to buy it. Oh, right. Didn't know where you got that.
So yeah, I buy it and like it's really beautiful and it's really nice.
We're all
like,
looking at it. It's we're like, all it, it, it's
that's worth, your favorite, right, Madoka?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a bit of a steep price, but in the end, it was. I feel it was worth it because the quality is definitely there. So,
yeah, I was looking at it too, and I was like, wow, this is crafted. Wow,
so you're welcome.
thank you, Jeff. He was the one who pointed it out.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting down admiring what I just wasted my money on. And a guy stops and was like, hey, is that a soul gem? And I'm like, yeah, I know. He's looking at it. He's like, oh, that's awesome. So where'd you get it? And I told him where the booth was. He's like, how much? I told him how much it was. And he just like, his face drops and he starts to walk away.
and then I shout to his back, like, they have other ones that are cheaper and less nice. and he's like, oh.
I believe his words are, well, that's doable. And like,
beeline for the table. Yeah.
Well, one other thing I was really proud of buying was a creeper head.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sad story.
It's right there.
Yeah. It is right there. I don't even know if that's on camera.
Wait.
No, just be careful with those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, so
at the closing ceremonies, you went up to the guy.
Oh, yeah. There was a guy with a Steve one.
Oh, yeah. The Steve head.
So, yeah,
and they kind of had, like, a stare down.
So when we were leaving the closing ceremony, I saw a guy who had a Steve hat. Steve helmet. So he spotted me, and so I just stare at him, and then I do the usual creeper, like the little bounce, and then I start making a beeline for him.
Dude, no, if you really did a beeline, I would never, ever, ever want to see a guy your size.
He must have been thinking the same thing. Well, maybe not, because he pulls out an iron pickaxe.
Dig a hole.
What's the damage on iron pickaxe? Like one heart, half a heart of damage.
So really, he lines himself behind some chairs. He just starts swinging. I just kind of go up to him, and then you know, I just do the, and then I just like, do like a pretend blow up, and then we just kind of stare at each other, and I was like, well, that was nice.
It's always fun when people go along with each other's cosplays. Yeah. Like, and I don't mean to a like super degree of just like, oh, I hate your character, punch.
In the throat.
We talked about that. But for example, like people came up to me and like the Thor cosplay, and they're like, oh, can I see the hammer? And you know,
I had a great conversation with a Cole Olsen cosplayer when we were walking to the photo area.
Yeah, like in character, it was really funny. You know, so that was really fun. I love when people get into it.
You had a Minecraft date. Like, just a short one.
We like con bonding.
let's throw that around. Con bonding. I like bonding. Con bonding.
Conding.
No, we're not ready.
All right, Jeff, what did you buy?
Was that everything?
No, the only other thing picked up that, and I picked up a wall scroll for a Jeremy Light sign, and then I also got a tiny Sayaka Miki figure from Madoka.
Cool. Oh, you did? Yes. I didn't see that.
It's actually up there somewhere.
It's a tiny little thing.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. All right, what did I get?
Finished out for the countdown.
Well,
that's it.
Thursday night, James, of course, was going to be Thor throughout the weekend, and I wasn't planning on cosplaying as anything, but amongst my circle of friends, if James is Thor, I'm Iron Man, so I decided I would see if I could try to put together a simple Iron Man, you know, Tony Stark casual type of thing.
Yeah.
How many stores did we go to trying to find something to use for an arc reactor? Like
four.
Home Depot, Lowe's, Home Depot, Lowe's, Target, Where I lost my pass for a little while.
We had to go back.
Badge.
I left it in the changing room because I also grabbed an AC/DC shirt.
That's one of the reasons we were late on Friday. Like, we're getting ready to leave. He's like, crap, where's my badge? And so he's running around trying to find it. And then you realize it was, oh, by the way, we sent James to Target dressed as Thor.
Oh my God, that was great.
I was already in costume. So I was just like, oh, we have to go to Target because, you know, I have to pick up an AC/DC. And we have to look and see if they have a toy arc reactor.
Black Sabbath, if they had it, which they didn't.
Right. So I stayed in costume. So I went into the store.
It's 8 in the morning, mind you.
8 in the morning. I go to the store.
The store's just opened.
I go to the store at 8 in the morning, and they have their whole, you know,
target powwow at the morning, you know, where they're just like, okay, today we're going to focus on, you know, these things. Yeah. So they're in the middle of, like, the frozen food section or whatever.
Yeah.
And we waltz by, you know, everyone, apparently one person goes, oh my God, there's a guy in a cape! So everybody's just like, and here I am in my full Thor costume, and I'm just like, what's up?
They didn't have the arc reactor toys anymore, I'm surprised by. They don't.
I know Iron Man 3 just came out. Yeah. Well,
couldn't
came
you
out
have
recently.
Like bought a touchlight or something?
That's
like
what
that?
We were looking for. Really? We couldn't find a good one because most of the ones we were finding had three LEDs arranged in a triangle, but that just didn't work for what I needed.
Yeah.
So we did find one that was okay.
But it wasn't bright enough.
I was able to make it look pretty decent in the dark.
It looks beautiful in the dark.
But throughout the convention, it wasn't good enough. So I'm walking around.
Curse those well-lighted conventions.
And everyone's spotting him.
Yeah.
And no one even notices me standing right next to him. Our whole thing was that I had promised Thor that I would take him to see a...
Thor loves conventions.
What was it? A mortal gathering of animated... programming or something.
Yeah.
there was a booth in the dealer's room that was selling these really great sound activated light up shirts.
Yeah.
And of course they had an arc reactor one.
Yep.
So I grabbed that. And that's probably the thing that I enjoyed the most. That thing is really awesome. And that made my costume a lot better too.
Yeah.
There's always something in the convention and the dealer's room that will make your costume better.
Yeah.
It's also a great elevator ride.
Oh,
that was,
oh my God.
Because it's sound activated, I decided I set my iPhone to repeat AC/DC
Shoot to Thrill
over and over again.
Yep.
Right next to the recorder for the shirt so that it was blinking according to that. We walk into the elevator for
Sheridan, yeah.
The Sheridan, and just as the song was ending. So yep. It fades away into nothingness, and
we're
just kind of standing
silent there. In the elevator, dead silence.
We had to wait a while for the elevator too, and we get on,
and then it just
with other people, by the way,
it just
too.
Starts up, and everyone's just like, "What
it's just like, is that?" It's just like, "Do do 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 do,"
straight out of a movie. Perfect.
Like perfect. It's silence. I'm Tony Stark. Let's break that with good music.
What else did I get? I think I got some magic cards.
You ordered that shirt that we had to hunt down?
Oh, yeah. I got that for a friend, technically.
Okay.
I still don't know her name. The dragon lady from Game of Thrones.
Daenerys Stormborn?
Thank you, her.
That's true. I bought a t-shirt, too. I forgot about that.
And I got... I still don't know this guy's name, but his art is at every single convention I go to. He was in the artist alley this time. Amazing art, this guy. I have his DeviantArt, I think. But he had a couple of League of Legends ones, so I grabbed the one that had Ash, the Frost Archer.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, we didn't really buy a lot. Yeah. I mean, you and me,
did
we
you
were
guys
together.
Did.
We just didn't buy anything.
What did you buy?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's
just
see.
Run through it real quick.
Oh, dice. All right,
I bought a wall scroll to get signed by Jeremy. It's a Fairy Tail wall scroll. I bought the Fairy Tail first set of Deep Episodes box set to get signed by Jeremy and Monica, which is awesome. I got... three mangas. One I've been hunting down for a couple of years, and I finally found it. And
nice.
I was like, it like made my day.
Yeah.
I bought three t-shirts. One's the one I'm currently wearing, which is, because I'm a Hufflepuff, it's a badger.
It says, haters gotta hate.
Because you guys hate on me all the time.
I tell you.
You make fun of Hufflepuffs.
No, I don't. I tell you every single day that I would be a Hufflepuff, because I'm an artist.
Actually, that one made fun of me.
Artists are Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
I thought Ravenclaw was a scientist.
Ravenclaw is intelligence, creativity. I'm a Harry Potter nerd. Intelligence, creativity, uniqueness,
and artistic ability.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
Yeah.
That
was Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff is fair play, loyalty, friendship, camaraderie, hardworking.
I might still be Hufflepuff. I just realized that the houses are of that test, that psychology test, if you're a red, green, or a...
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't
J.K. Rowling.
What the heck? That just blows my universe apart right now.
I was a blue gold.
I lean towards blue. So
yep.
So yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh my gosh, that just shattered my Harry Potter universe.
Anyways,
that she did that.
Back to anime.
Whoa.
All right. So,
holy crap.
So yeah, I got those. I got there's two other t-shirts that I got.
One has Squirtle in the pocket. It's the Squirtle Squad glasses. Oh, Squirtle. It's so cute.
Oh. The Gernlogan glasses.
I want the Charmander one of those.
Oh, it was so cute.
His tail is burning a hole through the pocket.
So. Yeah, it's adorable. I also got the Anime Boston shirt and sweatshirt. I got all the evolutions from this one artist in Artist Alley. That's the only thing I bought in Artist Alley. I spent a lot of money. I left with like $400. I came back with $20.
Yeah.
Everything I bought was pretty expensive. But like,
I didn't mean to be similar.
And then I bought one of those shirts that like he got, but I loved this shirt. It's Pikachu.
Oh, yeah, the Pokemon card. Yeah.
With that conversation we had with those people on the train.
Yep, yeah, oh god, that was interesting. I wore the shirt on the train, and there was like kids seeing my shirt light up because I made sure it was on the train. Yep.
Pikachu!
It's like lighting up, and everyone's like, oh my god, your shirt is so cool. I'm like, thank you, I know.
You don't need to tell me, I already know.
Exactly. Oh, what I wear here. But yeah, it started conversations with random people around us from the
nice game. Cool. So maybe we should get to an important part of this podcast is our panel.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh yeah. Don't hate me, but you guys didn't ask. This may have been my least favorite part.
What?
I spent the entire time hiding in my shirt.
She was cringing.
So that was like the success of the panel.
Yeah.
I loved watching you two
because your reactions were really funny, even though I know you were watching me to watch my reactions. But I liked watching you two, and I didn't like watching the screen.
She was in the splash zone.
For everybody that's listening or watching right now, the panel was a huge success.
Yeah.
Way bigger success.
They had to turn away people at the door.
Yeah, it was a way bigger success than Jonathan and I were ever expecting. So what happened was we went in. Because it was an 18-plus panel, they had to do a room clear and an ID check. So there was a half hour where we weren't doing anything. We were just setting up for the panel.
And the doors were closed.
And the doors were closed.
What was out there.
So everybody here, basically, this crew of Wicked Anime, came in, helped us, you know, set up our stuff. We set up our postcards on the seats for anybody coming in. They could take the postcard if they wanted to.
So they could find us later.
Yep. We had no idea how many people were going to come in. We were just excited that before we went into the room, people were lining up initially anyway.
Yeah.
You know, people were lining up. It was like, oh, cool. People are interested.
There's like 10 people, yeah.
Before when we were still waiting for the other
panel
to finish up, that came right up to you and was asking you.
Yeah, you guys running the panel here? What's it about? Yeah, and then he went back and sat down.
And then he sat down near the panel, like, you know, he was
going to. I actually have some pictures from the line that I'm going to post on our Twitter, because we have a Twitter, but I just started it, so it's fine. But
it's actually technically your personal Wicked Anime Twitter, so yeah.
Yeah, Wicked A fan girl. Yeah, it's definitely not you guys. Well, actually, you would call it Carrie Walgore, but.
Yeah. So anyway, they opened up the doors. They asked us, you know, there's still a lot of time left. Do you want us to let people in anyway? And we're like, go for it. We're going to hype the crowd. They open the doors, and people just don't stop coming in. Like, it just keeps going and keeps going. We were in a long room. It was a long way room, so half the room would have trouble seeing the TV, and the other half wouldn't, which we called the splash zone. so we told everybody to make their way over that way because it's a heavily video panel. As that filled up over there, you know, we kept saying, you know, there's more seats in the splash zone, there's more seats in the splash zone. But people are filling in all the other side of the panel as well. And like you said, they had to turn away people.
Yeah, if you couldn't find a seat, you weren't allowed to stay. So they literally, there was like five people along the wall just sitting along the wall. They came in, they're like, you can't sit here. So what ended up happening is when people left, people came in and took the seats.
Yeah, people came in.
Christine was taking pictures and everyone tried to take her seat.
Don't take the cripple seat.
Yeah. it was awesome. Because when somebody got up and left, somebody else came in, and so we were really, it was way more popular than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
The great thing was about people getting up and leaving and then coming in is, when they did that, I went in with the preconceived notion in my noggin, I will make sure that every single person in this room knows that they are getting up and leaving.
Yeah.
So like,
terrifying. Like,
you're gonna miss the good part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically, it's either they won't leave or they'll continue to leave and everybody will be like, oh,
you stopped. People did stop though. Like
they stopped for the clip and then they left after the clip. Yeah. And there were some people in there that they just loved it. We recorded ourselves, and we recorded the reaction video of the audience in the splash zone. We didn't get the other side of the panel, unfortunately, which they had some really nice reactions. I called that my side of the panel because that's the side I was standing on. I basically had to compensate talking to them because they couldn't really see the screen as well, so I had to make sure I was still interacting with them. But we interacted with the audience the whole time.
Yeah.
They laughed at our jokes, surprisingly.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't even really have jokes. We just observed.
Witty comments.
I love that girl. I was so happy that she was like, just assume that I don't know anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we did. Every single thing that came up, we were like, who knows what this is? She doesn't know. Like, and you'll see that in the highlight video, because we're going to post a highlight video of our panel.
Yep.
And that is definitely a highlight, because that was awesome.
The crowd was super engaged.
They were. Yeah. After we got a really, really good good review from our panel engineer in our room, who, both of them, were so nice. They were the nicest. I don't think we could have gotten a better panel engineer for that.
Yeah.
They were so nice. So we got a pretty good review. So we'll see what goes on with that. Now, actually, talking about the panel,
it was like, fun
because it was so great. Oh yeah, we had a blast. And then I had a blast.
We had the stupidest grins on our face the entire time.
Yes, you did.
There were some. I believe it was when the Higurashi scene came around.
Yeah. Oh my!
Everyone in the audience was like. When, I don't even know their names because I've never actually seen it, but when the first girl's face shows up, everyone's like, oh!
Yeah!
And the second that started, I was like this.
Yeah, because we had shown you guys some of the clips beforehand, and I thought Victoria was going to get sick.
I was ready to.
But yeah, because the reaction video that we watched after the panel was over, we stayed up till about 2 o'clock in the morning watching the hour-long reaction video. Of our
one static camera of just looking at people in an audience.
Yep.
Lucky for me, you guys won't get to see me hiding because I sat right behind the guy with the big head.
James was laughing hysterically. It was awesome. It was so funny.
I know there was one point when I was laughing really hard.
Yeah, like you can see James clearly the whole video, and he's like laughing his ass off. It's just so funny.
There was a dude in like the second row too who was allowed to say like he was dancing to our music and bobbing his head and stuff.
Yeah,
which was cool.
You actually had like three people in front of me who were just when you had the opening music, they were just like, I love this song.
Like, I love this theme song. This is awesome.
Really? Yeah. I wrote it. Surprise, guys. I wrote it. You're welcome.
Also, the reaction video, too, showed, like, that we won over some people. Like,
yeah.
There were some people who were, like, super disinterested with their arms crossed.
Yeah. They were basically like, okay, you've enticed me, now make me trust you.
And by the end of the video, they were so super relaxed, laughing at the videos and everything.
That's
a great feeling when you see
people like, oh.
Yeah, like, because it was a guy right up front in the panel, in the video, too, and he was just into it. Like, he got into it, and it was awesome. And then, the best reactions that we got were at the very end of the videos when we showed Apocalypse Zero, obviously.
That one part with the woman.
Yeah, right. And Violence Jack.
I was just about to say Violence Jack.
Violence Jack when he grabs the chick by the legs and rips her in half.
Yeah, that. Oh my God.
I didn't see that.
I don't think I saw that. We brought the
camera, right, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Everybody just, when it happens, like, you can hear the sound effects of it, you know, like
from my perspective, as a member of the audience, I realized a split second before it happened what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah, right?
And I was like, never before has the phrase, you're going to split me in half, been more apt.
It was funny, too, because you had that, like, everyone had the split second reaction, so you had that, and then it happened, and I was like,
What was great was watching the reactions. I think there was a woman in the front row, too, that, like, you could see her as the panel was going on, like, the hands were going up.
She was just
getting nervous, and she's, like, pulling at her hair,
she's going like this. This was
she was doing her nervous habit.
I don't know what was best, when the woman got split in half, or that weird woman thing.
From Apocalypse Zero?
Yeah.
Right?
Reminded me of a Pillsbury Doughboy.
kinda.
It was the Get Puff.
I actually did see that part.
That was probably one of my favorite parts of being up on stage at that panel, because when we played that part is when that guy walked into the room and I just went, you walked in at the best time, and everybody knew that he walked in at the best time. So yeah,
everybody turns.
Just like, oh, I wonder what's going on in here. Okay.
Yeah, so...
I better take a seat then.
Yeah, and it was just so funny, because, like, you know, starting from the beginning of the panel, going all the way to the end, I think we did a really, really good job at being true to the fact that I was like, this is the tamest video you're going to see all night. Yeah. And then when we get to the end, even I was getting uncomfortable showing it to people. Like, that's how successful it was. Like, I was just like, did we go too far? Like, I was sitting up on stage like, did I do something wrong? Yeah. I don't know if people should know about this anime.
It was really funny, too, because it was called Hardcore Anime Panel. And if you didn't read the description, you know, hardcore, you know, whatever, 18+
panel. Yeah, 18+, hardcore, hentai, whatever.
Right.
Like, yeah, and...
You were just like, you know, hey, if you're here, you know, we'll show, like, there'll be a little bit of nudity, but we're showing
other
things.
You promised me nudity the day before.
There it is.
Yeah.
There's one.
Oh, no, that was one. So, yeah, because I was like, there. They forgot to censor one. They forgot that's a vagina. That is a vagina. Like,
there's your hentai for the night.
Yeah, that's your hentai for the night. You're welcome.
Like, no, we got more hentai afterwards.
Right? Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, I had a blast. We are 100% definitely doing hardcore anime again next year.
Yes.
We're gonna replace you know, switch out some of the videos. We're hoping to get emails from some of the people who said they were going to email us, have suggested animes for us, you know, use some clips. I just think we did a really good job choosing clips that some people would know and some people would have never even seen it before. Because that was one of the big goals. I really wanted to do something that people have never seen before. Because believe it or not, this panel spawned off of a one that we saw at another convention, also called the Hardcore Anime Panel. Not as lively. Like, the reason why we made this panel was because we said, hey, we can do this better.
Yeah.
And like,
that was awesome.
I'll admit though, like, I haven't seen like any of those that were on the screen, but
yeah. I'm surprised.
Honestly, I'm a shoujo person. Okay. Like, romance stuff, not
go ahead.
But I do kind of want to watch the, I think it was like Van Helsing or like the.
Oh, Helsing?
Yeah, Helsing. I do want to watch the Helsing.
Helsing is good.
That looked really cool.
Yeah, well, I have all of Helsing. So
I'd like to borrow it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know me. Give me a week, I'll be done.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry. Give you 2 days, you will be done.
This is true.
Yeah. No, Helsing, yeah, you'll enjoy Helsing.
There's only 8 of the OVAs. They're only 45 minutes max on average. Yeah, so.
You have them back in a day.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We thought we were going to get, you know, like 15 people max in the room, and like, you know, people would trickle in and out. Yeah. We thought because of the time slot we got jammed in between Bad Anime Bad and Hentai Dubbing that nobody was gonna show up because they're gonna waltz in from Bad Anime Bad and leave early for Hentai Dubbing. We were just gonna be like a pit stop in the middle.
Yeah.
But people stayed the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we even had people coming up to us afterwards and, you know, saying, like, this is really cool, I really like you guys. We even had one guy who, we have to tell the Nerdy Show guys this, one guy came up to us and said, I've been following Nerdy Show since season 1, what's going on with Besom?
Yeah, so.
Yo.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes, really.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
So I gave him the rundown, and yeah, it was awesome. It was so cool. So I let him know. I guaranteed him it was still happening.
Yeah.
We're going to move into the summer because maybe we're going to get one of you guys on. So I told him to be excited about it because we're still excited about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So hear that, guys? Don't lose faith in us, all right?
We've been very, very busy with Anime Boston.
Yes, Anime Boston has been very, very busy.
It's done.
For us.
It's over. We have till March.
Yep, we have till March.
Yeah.
So
don't wait till March to decide you want to cosplay, though. Anyway.
Yeah.
The thing was that we were all kind of on this ride together with the experience. Like, you showed me a few of the clips, but not all of them. Yeah, so I was with it with a bunch of them, too. Like, you know, Apocalypse Zero, you didn't show me. So when it came on, everyone was just like, ah! And I was like, ah! Yeah.
Like, literally, if you watch the video, if you look at the back row, it's all us.
Yeah.
Like,
the back row is them.
Yep. It's literally, there's the three girls who do not want to be there. And then the boys.
The boys are just like...
Yeah, Christine, I remember when you asked at the beginning, like, who doesn't like gore? Me and Christine.
Yeah, you were the only two. And I don't think that was true, because I think some people some other girls that were there were being bashful, because, didn't want to be like, me, raise attention to themselves. Because just from my watching, not in the reaction video, unfortunately, on the other side of the room, there was a girl that I was watching her, and she was like... Like getting closer and closer to the guy she was with, like I don't just like.
See, I didn't get.
Yeah, like why? Like why am I here with
he
you?
Probably thank you personally afterward. Thank you. So
she
much.
Definitely went with him because he was like, "We are doing this panel."
That's so funny.
See, when I got scared, I didn't go near him because he was too like. Yeah, I'm like. Oh.
I wasn't very supportive.
We had the wall of technology up. That was what we had.
You had your camera, Dana had her phone. I didn't have
You had a technology. Shirt. You had a free
I had, I had my Wicked Anime shirt, and I'm just like, no.
Dana wouldn't even watch the clips the night before.
No. Dana would look up. She's like, nope.
I love that shirt that I got to wear. I felt almost important.
Yeah, the whole line of us had Wicked Anime shirts on.
Yeah. We can get you one of those. Yeah, we can probably get you one of those anyway.
Yeah.
So. Oh.
All right, time to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think that wraps it up. That was,
I want to say one thing.
Okay.
I didn't listen to Sean. I should have listened to Sean. I didn't bring a pair of shoes. Now I have three blisters in my feet.
So I would say Anime Boston this year, 100% success.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Except I got really
It's
sick.
It's definitely, I think, I love Kineticon.
Yeah.
But definitely better than Kineticon. Bigger, more stuff to do. Kineticon, yeah. I've noticed... Definitely, I think, in general, a better experience. And I think I'm going to make AB my con for the year.
Nice. Yes. Because I've always felt the same way. Like, I always thought it was bias. But I've been to other conventions, and it's really not bias. Anime Boston is the best small, big con.
Yes.
Because it's a big convention, but it feels like a community.
Yeah.
It's not like an expo like E3 or Comic-Con or where it's just like a...
Or Otakon, which is huge.
Where it's like this massive event. You still feel like Anime Boston is still very, like, Boston, we're friends, where, like, this is our community, mm-hmm. but we accept everybody.
And that's Boston. That's Boston itself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, because like I said, my street pass on my 3DS is all over, is everybody from New England, yeah. and...
Want to run through the shameless plugs?
Let's run through shameless plugs.
Ooh, shameless plugs.
So, if you guys want to email us, you can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That is wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. I know we met a lot of you guys at Anime Boston this year. That was awesome, and we love that you guys like us, and we thank you for your support, because this is definitely a fan-run show. We had a great time, and if you want to follow us on Facebook, we're at facebook.com/wickedanime. You can find all of our review videos, as well as, you know, our new panel that's going to be coming out, the Hardcore Anime Highlights, at youtube.com/wickedanimereviews. Nerdyshow.com has our podcast and all of our review videos as well at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. We have Victoria on the Tumblr
and Twitter.
And I'm on Twitter now, guys.
If you want,
that's, I hang out with these guys like all the time. Yeah. It's Twitter. It's Wicked A Fangirl, all one word. Yeah. I don't have a picture yet.
At Wicked Anime Fangirl will be Victoria on Twitter. So you, she'll be tweeting.
Yeah, I hang out with the guys all the time, so I'll post pictures and stuff and
definitely
like say what we're up to and. What we're eating for lunch, you know.
What kind of sandwiches we like.
Oh, God.
Yes, ask us questions, please. Like, we love answering
questions. Tumblr asks, you can...
Yeah, Tumblr. The Tumblr asks we got were great.
Yeah.
I'm working on posting the answer on Tumblr for the what our favorite ponies are, but for some reason... For some reason, Tumblr didn't want to work for me at 2 a.m. after the cons every day. So I'm going to go work on that.
after I'm done dying from this cold. Somebody should ask Glitch what his shoe size is so he's not jealous that I got a question first.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for the year. That's it for this episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast.
We're all very tired right now, and we're going to watch Dread.
I'm going to go die. Bye.
All right, let's sign off the only way we know how. K-bye!
Emergency run to CVS and all four of us bought mini bottles of Gold Bond because we were all in pain.
Alright, I will just say it bluntly. Thighs run together when you're walking around a lot.
If you're
in a costume, if you're a bigger guy or your thighs are just, you know, thunder thighs, whatever. Who cares? Anyway.
I told you that at least once
in Anime Boston. It was hilarious. But get Gold Bond. Their little things are like $1.50. You will thank us.
Yeah, you're going to want to get it ahead of time because you don't want to be the four people, like, waddling.
Yeah, exactly.
I was in Tiny Angels, lightly kissing the groin area.
We looked really funny going up to the counter with individual, like,
but yeah.
We got Gold Bond and candy. Please.
I'm telling you right now, please heed that warning. It's $1.50. I don't have the funds.
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. The Wicked Anime Podcast is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating, and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com and click the support button on the top of the page. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programming, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all the Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social network. It's Wicked A!